Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australia, Gold Coast candidates running for public office meet with Falun Dafa practitioners. Witnessing the miracle of life and blessings from practicing Falun Dafa. 50 Falun Gong practitioners in China sentenced to prison in November 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith. Sydney, two additional screenings held of Letter from Masanja. Sweden, art of Jen Shan Rin touches visitors in Malmo. And Mersin, Turkey, Falun Dafa draws great interest at CNR Book Fair. Now for the stories.
Australia. Gold Coast candidates running for public office meet with Falun Dafa practitioners. Several candidates running in the 2020 Gold Coast and Queensland's state elections met with Falun Dafa practitioners on December 7th and 14th. Incumbent division for Councillor Kristen Bolton, who officially opened the Labrador meditation class in 2016, provided a letter of support, thanking practitioners for volunteering many hours to teach the Falun Dafa exercises as part of the Council's active and healthy program since 2013 and taught on the Gold Coast dating back to 1998. We appreciate the commitment and effort that the local coordinators and practitioners provide to the community, and thank you for the many hours you spend teaching and encouraging others to experience the benefits of Falun Dafa, she said in the letter. Over the last 20 years, Falun Dafa has improved the health and well-being of residents on the Gold Coast and continues to provide an ongoing physical, mental, and social benefit to the community. Incumbent state member for Bonnie Sam O'Connor, MP, who attended the practice site as an election candidate in 2017, also provided a written statement saying that it was his privilege to meet and advocate for Falun Dafa practitioners at World Falun Dafa Day, the Gold Coast Multicultural Festival, and EID Multicultural Day in Labrador. He wrote, "I've had particular enjoyment from my time with the Gold Coast Falun Dafa Association. You have given me opportunities to learn more about and take part in your practice and meet your practitioners. You have continually encouraged multiculturalism in our community." Practitioners also demonstrated Falun Dafa's four standing exercises and the sitting meditation to the candidates, many of whom joined the free class. The practitioners thanked all the elected representatives and candidates for taking the time to engage and learn more about Falun Dafa's volunteer work in the community.
Witnessing the miracle of life and blessings from practicing Falun Dafa. 66-year-old Jiang Rilan has been practicing Falun Dafa for more than two decades. She is zestful and energetic every day, which is in stark contrast to her previous fragile state. From a young age, she was the weakest child in her family and was prone to illnesses. Rilan's health did not improve as she got older. She joked that she would even faint during the school's flag-raising ceremony. When she was in middle and high school, everyone at school knew her as a, quote, important student, who needed someone to call an ambulance whenever she became ill. She tried all kinds of treatments to change her situation, including acupuncture, massage, herbal medicines, alternative treatments, and various schools of Qigong. She also consumed a lot of health products. She found that no matter what she did, things would seem to improve a little in the beginning, but after some time, her health problems always returned. A friend sent Rilan a copy of Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, in 1997, and told her that the founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, would be holding a class in Taipei on November 17th. Rilan took her mother to the class, and on the way happened to see Master Li in a car that was driving past. At that instant, she felt a strong energy current flow through her body. After the class, she said, "Usually my whole body would feel drained, but on this occasion I felt light and relaxed and in good spirits. I realized that this was a wonderful practice and I must treasure it." Rilan made up her mind to practice Falun Dafa and became a different person over the next several months. She used to complain that her body was getting older by the day, but now she was starting to feel younger each day. She said, "In the past, I walked like an elderly woman. Nowadays, I run across the road. My family used to hear me groan in pain, but these days, I'm always happy and smiling. I finally know how wonderful it is to be healthy and pain-free."
Falun Gong practitioners in China sentenced to prison in November 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith. According to information compiled by the Mingwei.org website, 50 Falun Gong practitioners were sentenced to prison by the Chinese Communist Party's court system in November 2019. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since the CCP started persecuting the practice in July 1999, many practitioners have been arrested, imprisoned, tortured, or even killed for their organs. The 50 practitioners were sentenced for raising awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong, including talking to people about Falun Gong, mailing letters to people to explain the illegality of the persecution, encouraging people to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations, and shouting "Falun Dafa is good" on Tiananmen Square. Due to the CCP's information blockade, the number of Falun Gong practitioners who are sentenced cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. Those sentenced are from 17 provinces and municipalities in China, with Heilongjiang Province registering the most sentences. The prison terms range from 1.2 to 8 years, with an average of 3.2 years. 9 practitioners had money extorted from them by the police or were fined by the court with an average of 14,000 yuan per person. 8 of those arrested were 70 years old or older. Their sentences ranged from 1 to 8 years, with 70-year-old Ms. Liu Changrong being sentenced to an 8-year prison term.
Sydney, 2 additional screenings held of Letter from Masanja. Following the first screening of Letter from Masanja at the New South Wales Parliament House Theatret in Sydney, Australia in late October, audience members asked local Falun Gong practitioners to host additional screenings of the powerful documentary. Letter from Masanja tells the story of Falun Gong practitioner Sun Yi, who wrote an SOS note and placed it inside some Halloween decorations he was making in a notorious labor camp in China. A woman in the United States found the note after she purchased the Halloween decorations at her local Walmart store. She posted a photograph of the note on her social media, and it made international headlines. 2 additional screenings of the film were held in the Mitchell Theatre in downtown Sydney on Friday, November 29th and Friday, December 6th. Many influential members of the Greater Sydney community attended the screenings and spoke out about the importance of taking action against the human rights abuses that continue in China under the Communist Party. Many audience members shed tears during the screenings and actively participated in the question and answer sessions that followed each screening. Audience members spoke about how the film brings to light the crimes committed by the CCP and at the same time reveals the willpower of Falun Gong practitioners to uphold justice. Many of them suggested urging the Australian government to condemn the CCP's crimes and human rights abuses. Dr. Feng Chongyi said the film was successful and moving, and tells a true story through a real person. He saw the documentary as an effective way to educate more people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
Sweden. Art of Zhenshan Ren touches visitors in Malmo. The Art of Zhenshan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was held in Malmo in the south of Sweden on October 17th through the 24th, 2019. Many people were touched by the beautiful paintings and by Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance reflected in the artwork. The exhibition featured 29 oil paintings by 13 artists who practice Falun Dafa. Their artworks present the beauty of the spiritual and meditation discipline and practitioners' unwavering spirit in the face of the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of their faith. Many people expressed their gratitude after seeing the paintings, as well as their strong wish to see the persecution come to an end. Several weeks before the exhibition opened, an invitation was sent to all middle and high schools in Malmo. During the week of the exhibition, several high school teachers booked guided tours for their students. Several hundred students saw the artworks and discovered the history of Falun Dafa and its persecution by the CCP. After a history teacher and his class were given a guided tour of the exhibition, they met Phoebe and her mother Min, both Falun Dafa practitioners. The women shared their firsthand experiences of the persecution in China. The history teacher later wrote a letter to the organizers. The exhibition was very enriching, especially the opportunity to hear Phoebe and her mother tell their stories. The exhibition was interesting but troubling. I have to be honest, I did not know about the number of Falun Gong practitioners or the extent of the organ harvesting. He also suggested that Phoebe visit schools in Malmo to explain the situation in China. Another teacher brought several of her classes to the exhibition. She was extremely touched by the artworks and invited practitioners to her school to teach the exercises and how to fold paper lotus flowers. The exhibition organizers were later invited to one of the schools whose students visited the exhibition. Students in three classes learned the Falun Dafa exercises and how to fold origami lotus flowers. The exhibition was so popular, the main organizers have already agreed to hold another exhibition next year.
Mersin, Turkey. Falun Dafa draws great interest at CNR Book Fair. Turkish Falun Dafa practitioners took part in the CNR Book Fair in the port city of Mersin in late November. The practitioners hosted a booth where they provided information about Falun Dafa, demonstrated the exercises, and introduced Falun Dafa publications, including the practice's principal book, Juan Falun. Attendees showed great interest in Falun Dafa throughout the fair. The CNR Mersin Book Fair, one of the most important cultural events in the Mersin metropolitan area, which showcases books from more than 100 publishers and over 300 brands, reaches an audience of over 150,000 visitors during the 9-day fair. Many writers, artists, and journalists held interviews and book signings. Most of the artists and writers received Falun Dafa brochures and had the opportunity to talk with practitioners about the traditional mind-body cultivation practice from China. On the first day, two regional mayors stopped by the Falun Dafa booth. Already familiar with Falun Dafa from previous civic events, they talked with the practitioners and expressed appreciation for their presence at the book fair. Neslihan, who came to visit the fair, was very excited when she saw the Falun Dafa booth. She said that she had practiced Falun Dafa for a while, about 15 years ago, and had bought a copy of Juan Falun. She said she'd liked it very much at the time, but eventually stopped practicing. She asked practitioners for information about local exercise sites and spent quite a bit of time at the practitioner's booth. Mr. Harun Bey said he had encountered Falun Dafa at previous events and had purchased the book Juan Falun. He said, "Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are something that all people should follow. I know that this practice is good and useful." Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.